This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. If you've been in the supermarket lately looking at the tabloid covers, you must be aware of the weight problems of Kirstie Alley. The former star of the sitcom Cheers is no longer so slender as she once was. But Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has seen her new Showtime series Fat Actress, and he says Kirstie is at least still funny.
There are two unpardonable sins for a woman in Hollywood: getting old and getting fat. 54-year-old 200-pound Kirstie Alley has done both, but lo and behold, it's actually a pretty good career move. In Fat Actress, Alley basically transforms her own life into a TV show. We watch her try to restart her television career while desperately trying to keep her weight down. And as I watched her pluck hamburger crumbs from her cleavage in the first episode, I lost my appetite. You see, no actress has come across this unabashedly repellent since Charlize Theron uglified herself for Monster, the film she won an Oscar for last year. And it's not just surface beauty we're talking about here. Alley whines and whimpers endlessly, even when doing business with her talent agent.
I do television, Sam. I want my own television show. I mean, is it so much to ask if I have my own television show again, since that's what I do for a living?
The reality is, if you want to get your own show, you're going to have to lose some weight.
Well, why can't I just get a show first and then lose the weight?
That's not the way it works, my friend.
You know what, my friend? It does work that way with the guys. I mean, look, John Goodman's got his own show, and Jason Alexander looks like a frickin' bowling ball.
Now, I'm not sure Allie's shamelessness here is incredibly brave or incredibly stupid, but the question becomes irrelevant. Fat Actress hooks you because you want to see just how far Alley will go for laughs at her own expense. That's pretty darn far, because Showtime is a premium cable channel, which has few content restrictions. For instance, Fat Actress proves its political incorrectness from the start when Alley gets some dieting advice.
Get some cigarettes.
I don't want to smoke. I just quit.
Not to smoke, you idiot. To eat.
Eat?
Tobacco digested causes severe acidity and burns holes in your stomach lining? That's a good thing.
Alley has always been a solid comic performer, but that's not the real novelty of this show. Fat Actress is refreshingly funny because body image issues are usually off limits for laughs. Just wait and see this become a trend when the show becomes a big hit. But as much as I enjoy Alley's wild sense of humor, I'm a little worried about the future of the show. She's already signed a sponsorship deal with the Jenny Craig diet plan, which begs an obvious question. What will Fat Actress be if Alley isn't fat? Unless the show becomes more than just one-note jokes about her weight, it's the comedy that could begin to wear thin.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. The new Showtime series Fat Actress debuts next week.